guess who's back? But you never left. Yes, I did, I rose from the dead. And now I'm here to kill them with flows and some punchlines that'll go over your head. Turn back, I'm a caution ahead. I'm your worst nightmare, stood over your bed. So them girl try call me, but I smell defeat like a hole in your breath. Wow, she's sick and she's bad. She sings and she raps, she shit and she's whack. They talk all that chat, but when they see me, don't speak none of that. Cause nobody bad like me. I'm fucking higher than a block of flats in Battersea. Whoa. And I'm with my team. Squally, Squally, where you at, my J? I'm rolling 10, yeah, up in that squad. That's what? That squad. I'm rolling 10, yeah, up in that squad. That's what? Squad. I'm only 10 girl up in that squad. Fucking with my squad? I think not. Me and my bitches, we roll deep. And we always got green, so we pretty much peas in a pod. I was at the scene, had to flee from the cops. I go inside with no keys for the locks. Excuse me, madam, how did you get on the premises? Well, I came to kill off my nemesis. So I used my juju and I came up in the crevices. Them bitches say they're bad, but I'm from where the fucking devil is. So if they get me mad, we're in the yard disturbing residence. Then we leave out the yard, up in the car, dispose the evidence. Nobody bad like us.
Nobody bad like
us. But really, we don't want no fuss. Someone roll them blunt so we can turn shit up. Squally, let me see you brush your gums.
I'm rolling 10 girl up in that squad. That's what? That squad. I'm rolling 10 girl up in that squad. That's what?
I'm rolling 10 girl up in that squaddy. Came true with the clan, came true with the posse. I came with Mary Jane's, I'm came in it with Molly. Nuff girl in it, that's the way you roll, squaddy. Nuff girl in it, that's the way you roll out. If the lighting's good, you have to get your phone out. Bare skin teeth when we pose for the photo. Some girl are braided, some girl are in cornrows. But still worn dread if we had to. The heart is still like a statue. Been on my grind like my back tooth, yeah. Take out the time, but I fight zoot.
What else?
Step on the gas, take the back rooms. Why? Cause if my bitches need me there, well, I'm coming. And if I ain't got the witch, I'm running. I do it for him, it ain't nothing. Squally, let me see you brush your something.
I'm rolling 10 girl up in that squad. That's what? That squad. I'm rolling 10 girl up in that squad. That's what? That squad. I'm rolling 10 girl up in that squad. That's what? That squad. I'm rolling 10 girl up in that squad. That's what? That squad.
Squad, squad.
Hello, good morning, ladies. Are we there?
Hello.
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 I wondered if you would be able to speak, Maren, or whether you'd still be jumping that delicious pizza.
Hey, I'm making an allowance to say hello. I have the next slice ready.
Oh, nice.
So how is everybody? How are you all doing?
Doing all well, pretty well this week, I have to say. Perhaps a little bit better than last Sunday, but yeah, just doing our thing here on Sunday Radio. So it was wonderful intro 2 hours that we got from Brian and John again. It was honestly, like, every week I say this is my new favorite. So this week was, again, I think, my favorite. So thanks to those guys for that Sunday morning wake up.
Definitely. Thanks, Brian. Thanks, John. Awesome listening.
And the way I always appreciate the way they do their show. They clearly have everything planned out. they've made their selections and they know how they're, you know, they have a playlist pre-compiled and they go through it in order. And that's not how we do things. We throw some things together over the week and then just pick what we fancy on the day. But that's really interesting in that how their show kind of influences maybe what we choose to pick from our list, because I'm certainly looking at it now and thinking, you know, there's a real mix in there of kind of quite calming, chilled stuff and then some fairly kind of upbeat and slightly aggressive stuff. And I put my Doc Martens on and I want the aggressive stuff.
There's sort of a mix of old and new too, like some real classics in there as well, and some very unknown, I think, tunes as well. So it's a big contrast.
What's it they say on Brian and John's show? Whiplash transitions. So let's try some whiplash transitions of our own this week.
I definitely think there'll be some of that coming up.
And there's one song I added to the playlist specially for you, Maren. And we'll
really?
See. If you, yeah, we'll see if you can find it. See if you can identify it. It's about
sounds
the only
like
song
fun.
From a particular soundtrack I don't think we've yet played.
Now I'm intrigued.
Me too.
Oh, I think if you look at the album names, you're going to get it fairly quickly. Okay, so who's gonna choose our first song today? Tell me what to line up and hit the play button on. Who chose last week? Was it Maren first last week? So
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, so Tanis, you're on the spot.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Kiwi selection here, which is Lady Six. New to me, loved it, have now added it to my faves. So, yeah, it was awesome.
Okay, let me just flip over and we'll play that and then we can talk about it a little bit on the other side. Still fiddling around with my broadcasting setup. Give me a moment.
It's taken to my mind a lot. How I used to spend my time hesitating, questioning what I got. Well, I got more than what I need, let's say. Truth is, I'm scared of my own power. If I let go of what I know I have, I could burn this whole place down. So burn. Come on. Some of them include you too. I realize I live in the center of my eye, but that's for me and not for you. You are the center of your own universe, so it should be for everyone here on earth. So I respectfully say, peace be your journey, now you'll be on your way. But if you feel like you burn with I wanna show you that I
There we go. Thank you, Tanis. That's an excellent track to get us started. And this one's a new. This one was a new one for me as well as for both of you. They're a band that come from Christchurch in New Zealand, I think. And as we've been compiling this playlist, I think we've been trying to push ourselves to discover some new things, because there are only so many Kink songs, Cure songs, and Pixies songs in the world, and we're going to run out one day. So,
and Pixies, and The Cure.
And The Cure, and some Kinks. Do you know, I have
all our
actually...
nostalgic favourites.
I was actually looking to see if we could find a Kinks cover to play today, and I do have possibly one to play at the end, but we'll see. I need to see if it's on Spotify. I found it on YouTube, so I could probably play that one. Anyway, yeah, I think the singer of that band is Samoan, or at least of Samoan descent, but living in Christchurch, I think. So yeah, that was a new find for me last week, I think. Okay. Maren, you're going to pick next.
I've got loads of choices that I'd love to listen to today. But the one song that really jumped out at me and took me right back to when I was still living in London was Skunk Anansie. It's a band I used to really like, and I listen to quite a lot. But I haven't to for, like, I don't know, more than 10 years. So this track's called Love Someone Else, and it wasn't one of my picks, and I've never heard it before. I came across it now, but I really got into it. I really enjoyed it, so that would be my pick. I don't know if either one of you have any views on that, or if it's something that you were familiar with.
It was my pick, and it's for exactly the same reasons as you, Maren. It's a time and a place and of my youth. And yeah, listening.
I'd never heard it before. I loved it. It was great. It was new to me, and I also added it to my favorites as well. It was great.
Everybody should go and Google this band, or alternative search engines are available that aren't horrible. Duck go with this band and take a look at the lead singer, because just such a beautiful woman and such a strong woman. Yeah, she's absolutely gorgeous. And she, when this band were big, and I don't know how big they were outside the UK, to be honest, but she was a really outspoken front woman. So to have a woman fronting a rock band, not so unusual, but not the norm, to have a black woman, to have a black queer woman, to have a black queer woman with a skinhead, and she's like about 6 feet tall, I think, as well. She's a force of nature to see. So anyway. I'll stop talking. Let's play it.
Stacey's got a brand new girl. She likes to play with sugar till it makes sweet pearls. She likes to taste the danger, makes her feel complete. You like to be the resonance between her feet. But she don't wanna listen anymore. She won't put on the pressure though you beg for more. You're like a viper in the night. The time running out before you're ready. She makes you wanna take someone. She makes you wanna take someone out. She makes you wanna take someone.
having quite the up-tempo morning this morning.
Good. Well, it's
quite difficult for me because I'm sitting in a dining chair that was a flat pack piece of furniture, and I'm, you know, a little animated sometimes. And I'm realizing I'm shit at putting flat pack furniture together because it's starting to wobble. Oh. I haven't tightened the screws up enough.
Yeah, someone who has a lot of flat pack furniture, that is essential.
This radio show is going to leave me with nothing but broken furniture all over my flat.
Yeah, some flat packs better than other flat pack. I've learned that too. But I just, even in my adult life, I just can't seem to get away from flat pack. So now I just have varying degrees of flat pack.
Well, one advantage I was thinking of just earlier today, I was thinking of buying some more furniture for my new place. And I was thinking one advantage is that at least you can get it up the stairs on your own, because obviously nothing is being delivered into your house now. So I've been really limited. Like when I got a new mattress, when I just moved in, I got the mattress delivered. I hardly got a double mattress up the stairs. And it was like, you know, it was so heavy and so bulky. And now you can't get anything delivered into your house. So I'm quite glad for Flatpak just now, because otherwise I couldn't buy anything to, you know, to furnish the house.
Yeah, good point. That's actually kind of, yeah. Oh, the COVID, the way we have to think about things in COVID, right?
Well, it's not something that had occurred to me before, and I was just about to buy something. There was a sale on, it ends today. I thought, great, you know. And then I thought, oh, wait a minute. They say, we're no longer doing delivery into your house. It's to your door. And I was like, okay, that's not going to work.
Yeah, I don't want to take it up to the stairs.
No, exactly.
I find myself in a strange situation with that one, because I've gone from being in a house and I could, you know, I had a big car back in the UK and I could fit all sorts of stuff in it. And a lot of my furniture only had to go in on the ground level, to being in a fifth floor apartment where obviously everything has to come up and down in lifts and I have to haul it, and I have a little dolly that I can move stuff around on now. And I just swapped one set of problems for another, because I had an old house which had really tight doorways and really tight turns. And so, yeah, I could get stuff in one of the doors, because there were three entrances into the house, one of the doors, but whether I could actually then get it into the room that I wanted it in was always a problem. Whereas now it's a lovely big modern apartment, I can get everything in, I just have to get it up five floors. First world problems, right?
Yeah, maybe, but I mean, it's all part of these days.
It's kind of a very real problem when you've moved during the pandemic, though, isn't it? Like, you know, it's not a kind of issue that I've had before ever. And I've moved, you know, I don't know, maybe close to 30 times in total in my life. So I've really not had that issue before. I've had all kinds of other ones before, but this is new.
Well, I look forward to the day I can finish furnishing my apartment as well. I kind of got halfway done and then this happened. And so now we're in a holding pattern, which is good, because I can kind of work out what I need. Mm-hmm. Right, we're talking and we should probably be playing music. And I'm going to pick, again, another new one for me, listening to the playlist over the last couple of weeks. This one really jumped out at me. And I think, Tanis, you might know a little bit more about this one. It says explicit, but I believe it's not in English anyway, so unless you happen to speak. I didn't know the swear words. I mean, that's clearly on me and my deficiency. But yeah, so Sarah Hebe or Hebe? Hebe is the plant, so that's why we pronounce her surname. El Marginal.
Oh yeah, she's from Argentina. New to me too. I found her through that zine I was talking about couple weeks ago called Madame Rap. But anyway, she's a huge deal in Argentina. She gets like, you know, 200,000 plays a month, according to Spotify. Like she's a big deal, I think. So, yeah, so it was kind of fun to discover something that was new, but also obviously, you know, not really fringe in other places like Argentina. So I really like this song. She's got other ones that are, you know, apparently even get more plays than this one. So, but yeah.
And I think you tweeted out a link to that zine last week, but maybe after the show.
Yeah.
So if anybody's looking for it, it should be on the hashtag. Cool. Let's go for it.
Yeah.
No me puedo ir, no puedo escapar. Se me ven por los ojos la gana de salir. No me puedo ir, ya no salgo más. Encierro un perro que suelto para vivir. Mamita bendita, rosarios de colores, santos de algodón. ¿Cuáles buenos valores para quien perdón? Dios está en la falta, rezando en voz alta, haciendo un fuego blanco, una gran llama blanca. El silencio es donde está la verdad. Y al margen de todo, mamá marginal.
Need to get this bed music thing sorted out, because I realized this morning listening to Brian and John that makes this transition between the music and the speaking so much easier, because I am constantly trying to stop the next track playing. But of course, if I line up bed music so that it just rolls seamlessly into it, I could take that pain away from myself. The things I have learned on the 13th show that we've done.
Wow, lucky 13.
Yeah, and I think, Emery, you've done absolutely amazing. Like, it's only thanks to your skills and determination that we are able to do the show every week. So I am super grateful.
It's funny how, you know, listening to so many other people do this, that it's taken so long for some of this stuff to sink in, though. And determination is a really kind way of putting it, Maren. Thank you. grimly persisting in the face of.
You know, we don't need perfection. We really just need to show up, right? There's enough effort going into other things these days.
And every week I talk about how small my screen is, and every week I talk about how I need to go back to my office and get my big screen. I still haven't done it.
We'll check in next week and see if you have. It'll be like the Kinks, like where we talk about the Kinks every episode. So that's a great segue into talking about the Kinks.
And I don't know who caught it, but Martin Weller has suggested that there may be an appendix to the Kinks story. Which, given it's a story about trousers and I'm a childish and smutty little thing, has taken me in many different directions that are not Twitter safe or friendly. But I won't drag you down into the gutter with me. Apologies. But Martin, if you're listening, we really do need to know what this appendix to the King story is. Did your mum make them a jumper as well? Did your mum knit jumpers for Ray Davies? Is that the bombshell that we're about to get? Your dad knitted socks for the Kings.
Overalls. They were overalls, not just trousers.
Oh, okay. So are we going to do two together this next round so that Marin can eat a little bit more pizza?
Sounds like a good idea to me. Tanis, what are you going for?
I'm going for, I have to read it, Kartajala. I'm probably not saying that right, but it was one of the ones I put into my favorites list. I'm just throwing out all the ones that ended up with a heart beside them. So yeah, I think Anne-Marie, you might know something about that one.
Yeah, again, this was when I was in this sort of pushing myself to find new music. And if you start looking for New Zealand artists, then you fairly quickly start finding lots of Australian music as well. And we had a really good Australian pick from John last week, Tia Agostolo, I think, who I really, really enjoyed. So it was a lot of fun kind of, you know, exploring that whole space. And for those who know me well, half of my family are in New Zealand, and my brother-in-law, my sister's partner, is part Māori. And so exploring this whole space is something that actually I get to do when I'm there. Mike, my brother-in-law, is a pretty cool guy, and he travelled a lot in Australia, but with trucking bands and musicals across most of Australia. And he grew up as a house trucker in New Zealand, so he's pretty well tuned in to a lot of music because it's just kind of been a big part of his life. So I really enjoy hanging out with him as well and learning from him. So there's something on here, I think, that's actually something I heard over there years ago. But not this one. This one was new. And I think part Aboriginal, part white Australian. I think there's four girls in the band. And a lot of what they record is not in English. But this one, I think, is. And then, Marin, you've got a pick after? What are you going to pick?
Yeah. I'm going a bit more classic. Slightly different kind of vibe to this one. I'm going for, unsurprisingly, Gloomy Sunday by Billie Holiday. So I feel this is the closest we're coming to a Cure song today. At least it has the correct title. So I feel you know, this is my contribution to the inner goth.
Let's go. Let's channel the goth to this morning through Billie Holiday.
Well, you know, she is acknowledged as the birth of goth music, obviously, and style, and you know, that's a little known Billie Holiday fact. So, okay, let's play these two, and Marin, I hope you enjoy that pizza. Do 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 do
Sunday hours are slumberless. Dearest, the shadows I live with are numberless. Little white flowers will never awaken you, not where the black coach of sorrow has taken you. Angels have no thought of ever returning you. Would they be angry if I thought of joining you? Gloomy Sunday, shadows I spend it all. My heart and I have decided to end it all. Soon there'll be candles and prayers that are said, I know. Let them not weep, let them know that I'm glad to go. Death is no dream, for in death I'm caressing you. With the last breath of my soul, I'll be blessing you. Gloomy Sunday.
There's a nice gentle vibe. I think those two went quite well together. They kind of soothed and slowed everything down a little bit. So that leaves me with a bit of a dilemma about where to go next, because it's my pick, I think. What should I do? Help me.
Oh, it's an awesome playlist this week. It's actually quite tough to choose something. And there's loads of songs that you've chosen, actually, that were new to me, that I hadn't come across yet. So there were quite a few ones that I assume are classics that I hadn't come across, including Let's Wade in the Water and It Ain't Necessary. And the one that I really enjoyed was Going Back to Where I Belong.
Sugar Pie de Santo. So I went and raided a bunch of chess music compilations. I have a bit of a Northern Soul thing. She's brilliant. I could play that. I could definitely play that. I was looking at Gin House Blues by Nina Simone as well. But I've been a little unwell this week, and so I've not had any alcohol. Haven't felt like having any alcohol, and now I'm starting to feel like gin and tonic could be quite nice. So I think that's a good sign. Let's go for Sugar Pie de Santo. I think that will be a lot of fun. And then we'll be back to Tanis. No pressure. Let's do it.
Ooh, okay.
Oops, guess who didn't press stop on Spotify? Let's try that again.
Gonna board this lonesome train. I gave my man a broken heart, and things will never be the same. I'm leaving this town, no use hanging round. I may be wrong, but we can't get along, and I'm going back where I belong. Took my daddy for granted, you know I played him for a fool. Found out later that I love him so, after breaking love's a golden rule. Leaving this town, no use hanging round. I may be wrong, but we can't get along, and I'm going back where I belong.
Short and sweet, 2 minutes 40 something, not a lot at all. So Tanis, you had 2 minutes 40 something to decide what you want to play next.
Yeah, I guess I will go for the Eka Vandal song. That is, let me just scroll down here. Broke days, party nights.
Because that's the life we're all living right now.
Yeah, party nights for sure.
Well, I don't know about both of you, but I've been saving quite a lot of money by not going out anywhere. Having no social life, it turns out, is a great way to have some savings.
If you're not online shopping.
Yeah, I've not managed to tap into that spirit yet, but I think it's nice to, like, I went out just to see a bit more of the world in Cardiff this weekend, and I'm starting to kind of find that some things get easier, but other things get harder. So maybe the saving money thing is an upside.
Yep. My first few months here were quite expensive, obviously, with setting up a new apartment and everything. But yeah, it seems like COVID came at the right time in some ways. But right, let's play this one. And let me fumble the broadcasting again. Let's try go for it.
Yesterday is gonna hunt you down and get you. It's gonna find you when you're older. So come on and follow orders, follow orders. Yeah,
passion-driven madness. But your passion leaves you cashless. Are you happy with your status, status? But what's your return?
Tanis, tell me, what did appeal to you about that one?
Well, it's just different.
The rage and the screaming?
Yeah, I mean, I think I have a genre that's probably been revealed here on DS106. So, you know, that kind of sound appeals to me, I have to say. Yes, it's got energy.
It definitely fits the moment some days of the week, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to do a Brian and John patented whiplash transition now. So, and we're going to double up again and do a pair of songs, one from Maren and one from me. So, Maren.
My choice for this one is Summertime. And keep it classic. We're going from Gloomy Sunday to Summertime, which I think is only fitting. So, yeah, that's my choice. So it's Summertime by Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald.
And then I'm going to choose one of the other ones that you mentioned, Maren, Marlena Shaw, Let's Wade in the Water. So hopefully they'll sort of fit together reasonably well. Okay. Thank you.
Don't you say, oh,
so hush, little baby.
that worked quite nicely together. Are we there? Hello?
Yes, sorry. Big sneeze. That's why I had to keep muting myself.
Have you finished the pizza, Maren?
Yeah, it was delicious. I'm happy to say I had all of it and it was just the right amount for one person. So, yes.
We've been doubling up the songs to give Maren munching time.
Absolutely. And I appreciate your pizza sacrifices. It's my favorite food, well, you've got to make allowances for that.
Well, and the last two songs went really nicely together, so it just made sense to keep going, I think.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely. It is a really mixed up kind of, you know, playlist this week. Lots of different, and lots of things that would fit well together that, you know, different people chose, and it would be interesting to kind of order it, you know, in that sort of, like, what I'm suggesting is organize ourselves in advance, like Brian and John do, rather than just kind of flip it all together on the day. But then that's our special magic. That's what we bring to DS 106 Radio.
Definitely. So my Sunday is nearly over, and I'm only about an hour away from going to bed. Do you guys have any particular things coming up today or any plans? I know this is our last round of songs, so any particular plans for Sundays?
Well, it's gloomy and kind of not warm out here right now, so nothing ambitious or super exciting, I have to say. But it's kind of, we're in January time now, so it's just the way it's been.
For me, it's actually quite a nice day here in Edmonton. It's really cloudy. It's not like bright blue sunshine, but it is a really sunny day. A little bit of a breeze. It's very warm. We had an epic thunderstorm last night. I stayed up until nearly 2 o'clock in the morning just watching incredible thunder. Incredible lightning, rather. I've never experienced thunder that made my windows rattle before. So that was quite exciting.
Wow.
So I might go out for a walk, but I do need to check the weather forecast because it does have that little sense that, you know, cloudy and warm, I've learned in this city, might mean going to get wet shortly. So I might go for a walk, but I'll check the weather forecast. Otherwise, I shall clean the bathrooms.
Hey, I hoovered today. I'm feeling virtuous about that.
Yeah, I kind of need to do that too. Might water my tomatoes. Household chores, I think, is the theme. And going for a walk is me procrastinating household chores.
I'm enjoying the insight into our rock and roll lifestyle.
Well, Tanis, you are the mistress of this these days, I think, because you've got, I mean, I haven't upgraded to wireless headphones, but you've gotten quite a lot of work done around the house. You've explained to me, not just in this show, but, like, you know, generally across life, because so much of it is online now.
Yeah, well, yeah. Are you referring to the housework I do while we do this radio show?
and other things on the internet. I think you do double, you know, pair up tasks and get a two for one on a number of different occasions.
Yeah, occasionally I, you know, do some yoga stretching during Zoom meetings and, you know, that sort of thing. Well, you know what they say, like, you think better if you're moving. So that mm-hmm. is true for me. I've discovered fairly late in life that my best thinking is if I'm, you know, walking or moving. So it's that's, I'm just justifying it, but that's what you're referring to. I can't remember if I've revealed anything else.
Well, no, I'm mostly just thinking about the number of times we've talked as you've walked to get Thai takeaway and then eaten it on a bench.
Oh, yeah, I can do that too, yes.
I have to say, I walk a lot during all of my meetings, and I got a standing desk a month or two ago, which has been really amazing for me. But I walk up and down, like, in my room where I work all the time, and I've also started going on walking meetings with my staff when we have one-to-one catch-ups. Since we've been allowed to go out exercise again, We sometimes have a walk meeting and we both go for a walk. We take our phones and, you know, we're on the phone together. But it's a really nice way actually to have a one-to-one catch-up where you're not, you know, tempted to check emails or distracted by your normal surroundings. So I'm a big believer in walking and talking.
That's a really good idea. I'm finding a lot of my meetings, there's a lot of turn the camera on so we can all check that everybody's actually present and engaged, which is great in one sense, but it is leaving me trapped in my chair for a chunk of the day, which I'm not enjoying.
Yeah. Well, I think all of us, particularly, you know, like many of us have family commitments, and when you're surrounded by, you know, like partners who are not usually at home, or kids who are not usually at home, or just, you know, like one's own mess, like, you know, my study isn't always that brilliantly tidy either, I feel it can really sort of make it hard to stay in the same place. So yeah, I've been having lots of one-to-one conversations with my staff, just walking along, and you know, we all agree that that's what we want to do. And since I started it, now I've had some requests, sort of like, oh, could we go for a walk and talk, which is a much nicer thing. So yeah, walk and talk TM.
Well, when I go for a walk on a Sunday afternoon, I sometimes use that time to phone my mum or phone my ex back home, which was kind of hilarious a couple of weeks ago, because I was walking couple of blocks over and there was some chipmunks having a fight in a tree. I was like, what the hell is that? And I'm like, they look like squirrels but they don't sound like squirrels. And he's like, they're chipmunks. I'm like, oh, they're chipmunks, how exciting.
That's when FaceTime's really useful.
no, he couldn't see them and I could, and he knew what they were and I didn't, so
But yeah,
so are we going to play our last three songs?
Three in a row. We're changing it up here. I don't think we've ever played three in a row.
So we're going to do all three. Then we'll come back and say our goodbyes. And then we've chosen our song to play out with as well. So I think we've got a pretty lively ending. So do we want to say what we're choosing? So I think you're going first, Tanis, then Maren, and then me. So,
yeah, I think I picked, it's got a terrible band name, I have to say. It's called Bad Nylon. It's a all-female hip-hop group out of Montreal. But I'm going to be like, this is going to be the Kinks of, like, you know, my Kinks version of DS106 Radio, where every week you get at least one. they're pretty recent. So I've been playing this one a lot. I just really love it. It's on my running track as well, playlist. So yeah.
And then Maren?
I have gone to a completely new song, and I must say in a shallow way that I really like the cover of the album that the song is on. I was like, oh, this looks interesting. So I just kind of went right there. And it's called Nobody Knows. And I think, Tanis, it's one of your choices. So hopefully you can tell me how you pronounce the name of the band.
I honestly don't know. I think it's Iskwe, but I could be wrong. Okay. I think fairly well-known Indigenous artist here in Canada, but well-known being, you know, in niche groups probably. So, yeah.
Cool. That's my choice.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go for one that you put on the list, Tanis, but John played her last week, and I mentioned last week that we had her on this playlist as well. And that's Christy Lane Sinclair. I'm going to go for Sellotape. And I loved what John played last week, and I've loved listening to more of her music since you added her to this playlist.
And well, I didn't catch that he played her last week. Oh, that's I didn't know that. That's great.
I'm trying to think which one he did. It was in a double pair with Tia Agostilo, and I want to say it was Santa Fe on Fire, but I might have that a little wrong. But I think what I'm trying to say is I heard about her from you first.
Haida Cree, so another Indigenous artist. So wow, we've got quite the doubling up of Indigenous Canadian songwriters.
Three Canadian tracks in a row as well.
Yeah, actually, you're right. Three Canadians. Wow, we're doing well.
Well, it's only fitting, given that a year ago, all three of us were in Canada. And at that point, only one of us lived in Canada. So it's Canada anniversary triple pack.
It is, actually. Yeah, I think I was probably en route to Canada about this time last year, because I was, after we had this kind of conversation about ETUG and it being this time last June, I was trying to work it out. And I think I arrived on the 15th. So I was probably on my way to the airport or frantically packing or whatever. And I think you were noodling around Vancouver, Tanis. Not Tanis, Maren. Well, Tanis, you were too, on account of living there.
Most definitely was.
Yeah, I remember Tanis and I were meeting up. So I'd spent a few days in Vancouver, my first trip ever to Canada. It was amazing. I met many, many wonderful people. But I remember Tanis and I met at the airport. We were waiting for Clint to get his plane. Do you remember, Tanis? And like, he didn't turn up because his plane was late. And we were both standing at that gate and we were like, he must be coming soon. Like he walked off one plane, walked on to the next one. And I was so nervous. And he was like, oh, this happens all the time. And I was like, oh my God. It was so funny.
Yeah, he was very casual about it. It was like, there wasn't any stress on Clint at that point. And we sort of held all the stress for him, I think.
And I think next Sunday would actually be the anniversary of that ETUG conference, 20th and 21st. Just in case we need to up our game for our show next week. No pressure, no stress. Okay, let's play these three and then we'll come back and say our goodbyes and play out. Thank you.
Question sous vide, Houston, tu te souviens? On s'élève vers une coupe de mille. Sauf les coups dans le ring, je me sens high, high, y'a le highlight sur mille. Tous ces jours de suite, c'est du nana. Puis ce chamaille dans vide, je pêche dans mon old Alec, you know. Cerveau en éruption, feu sur le bro. J'illumine la côte, killer under road. Il était tard pour le voir, mais mon afro glow, yo. Smooth jazz, le clair de lune modale. J'avais pis penser cavalière au sort d'un cas. Quand Milan la queen éclaire mon arc shine. Ou même Athéna, minère de sang royal.
Get low, baby boy. What you know's already known.
Avec ton cool sweater. Quand t'as fini de monter la côte, il est rendu mouillé le sweater. Tu peux pas pull big, tu peux pas fool me girls. On est passé prima chier, on veut plus de mou quick a boom sugar. Back in the day, j'aimais les tout rêveurs. Mais les matins ont un goût meilleur. Comme si ta fille à chance qu'il est venu à bout de ses peurs. Mais elle frémit quand elle entendait pas au coup de cette entrouverte.
J'ai pas parfois le focus, mais ça veut pas dire que je vois fou.
J'ai fuck avec tellement de fuck que j'ai l'âge de remplir de rendez-vous. Des excès, du grand peu sur mon déj. J'aime un breakfast plate, des jardins, no me world. Des pays dans l'oreille, et pendant que c'est des verges, sans la pente. Sans les breaks, j'en monte sans les conseils.
Get low, baby boy. What you know's already known.
Sun, fly up, oh, j'pense que c'est le temps. Unsnap the brum, put my jammies on. No braces, no leaves, got my panties off. Dress le standard, stand tall, baby doll. Le chef de mon country, de le sein dans les standards. C'est pas de la vanité, j'm'en fais une saine idée. Nature, mon talent, on s'est pas fait en une seule nuit. Solité, portée à mes lèvres. Ma volonté, mon nectar, me donne la fièvre. De l'anis, morganic, sans panique. J't'extatique, c'est ce qui m'habite. Fuck l'ecclésiastique, si je bois, je prêche, je monte sous fils.
Yes, baby boy.
We get low, baby boy. She knows already known, baby boy. lay me down in the shade. I won't be afraid. No, I won't. I won't be afraid. No, I won't. I won't be afraid. Lay me down in the shade.
Nobody here knows the truth.
There we are. We're done. It's 25 past one. We always say we'll do an hour and then we always go long. So that's the first trope covered. We've talked about the Kinks and Martin Weller's mum and trousers. We've talked about The Cure and Maren. What other tropes do we need to cover before we can safely go off air? Is there anything we've forgotten to cover? Excessive COVID drinking? I think we've got that one covered.
Is there any milk bottle top news this week?
Actually, we're in a fairly stable place with milk these days. I have switched to fully organic milk. I think I dropped the bombshell a few weeks ago that the fully organic 2% milk comes with a green cap. So I'm feeling pretty chilled about the milk thing these days. But I do still have a spare green cap in my kitchen drawer in case I have to go to the supermarket and get milk that doesn't have a green cap. Just as an emergency.
Oh, I love that.
Anything else we need to cover? Have we missed anything? I think they're the main tropes.
I really liked your gifts this week, Anne-Marie. The throwback to the butter wick patterns and the simplicity patterns. Like, oh my God, it's just so great. I just want to see a gallery of all that. Like, I just want to... animated gift gallery of all those patterns.
I only found two of them, and the first one I found purely by accident, and then I, you know, tried a few more search terms to see if more would pop up, and I only found one more. But somebody out there obviously decided that these vintage knitting sewing patterns needed to be animated, and I can't disagree at all. I've tweeted a picture of ridiculous tights combinations, so I think we've got that one covered as well. And I'm wearing shoes, you know, the only time a week when I wear shoes. So we're good. We've covered all the bases.
We've done it all.
It's not really about the music. The music's just a foil for all of these other things.
Yeah.
Oh, well, so I've loved spending another Sunday with you guys. I can't believe this is week 13. Next week will be week 14.
I know.
Yeah. If we're going to stop when COVID is all over, it'll be bittersweet.
Oh,
it can, in some ways it can't come soon enough, and in other ways it'll be so sad.
Well, given that I live in the UK, we have a special place in the pandemic hierarchy. I think I'll be doing the show for a little while longer.
Yeah, that's a good point. When COVID stops, where? I mean, my sister in New Zealand, obviously, her life now is completely different. No active cases. They're back down to level one. No masks, no social distancing. Locked borders, but... you know, life is much more normal. So if I was there, we'd have stopped already.
I just want to know what level it is when kids go back to school. That's a level I'm waiting for,
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you and every other parent out there right now. And this is what I'm finding strange about all these conversations about opening back up and, you know, coming back to the workplace and so on. And I mean, that all sounds great, well, actually, it doesn't, it sounds terrible, but you know, it's very much, all these conversations are very much focused on health and safety in the workplace. And I don't think anybody's talking about, can people actually come back to these offices? Because there's no childcare for kids over the summer. Summer camps aren't happening. You know, school summer clubs are not happening. In the UK, certainly, childminding would be really difficult. You know, it would be illegal, I think, given the constraints on who you can have in your house from outside your family and stuff. So how can people come back to offices, even if those offices are, in theory, safe places to be? But anyway, I'll stop ranting.
Yes.
And those are all good questions.
Note, we're at the end of the show.
We are. We are. Maren, you have a bed to get to.
I do.
And another week of work. So we're going to play out with MIA and Bad Girls, which is clearly no reflection on us whatsoever.
Nope. Thanks, Tannis, for adding that to the playlist. It's an awesome song.
It's an excellent song.
Thanks, you guys, and we will be in touch again. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, people who are listening and or listening to the recording. And yeah, it's great to be here again. And saying goodbye.
See you next week.
See you next
Love
week,
to you,
everybody.
Bud.
Love to you too. And thank you again to John and Brian for inspiring us as always. And thank you to everybody listening. Take care.
Me and you, but if I go to bed, baby, can I take you?
Get back.